I've been knitting and crocheting all my life, and it can be it's therapeutic for me, because I like having something to do with my hands all the time. One could sit up in one's house and do this by oneself all the time. It's a very solitary thing to do. But it's not the most joyful way to do it. So what I'm doing in teaching it is sharing a gift and being able to enjoy the company of people and not feel so isolated. It's my way of sharing a passion that I have as well. So that's why I do it. So in my family, my grandmother and grandfather had 14 children. And there was no such thing as idle hands, you know, especially on a rainy day. Everybody's got to be doing something. And all of my aunts, my mother, my grandmother, my great-grandmother, they all did handwork, every single one of them. And they passed it on to us. And in fact, I have an aunt who bequeathed me all of her knitting needles and all of her supplies. So I got a big old basket full of needles and hooks and things. So of course I had to do something with them. You know? And she was a master. Back in those days, they had a Singer sewing school. And she went to that to become a tailor. She was the most accomplished hand worker of us all. And she was the 14th child. My mother's the 13th child.